Irish supernatural comedy Extraordinary features haunted potholes, virgin sacrifices and an abundance of ectoplasm. Stars Maeve Higgins, Richard Cooper and Saturday Night Live's Will Forte. It was named as the best Irish film at the recent Galway Film Flam. It features Maeve Higgins in the part of Rose Dooley, who's a driving instructor and who early in the film we see standing alongside a little headstone on the road with a picture of a man on it. She's certainly there with her sister, and this is the scene that follows.
I'm really sorry for murdering you, Daddy.
Rose, stop, will ya? You didn't murder him, you spy. It was literally an accident. What do they call it when you kill your father, anyway? Dad's slaughter. Mom.
I'm really sorry for slaughtering you, Daddy.
Come on, sis. I'm going to be late for work.
Maeve Higgins as Rose and Terry Chandler there as her sister Sailor in the opening scene from the Irish supernatural comedy Extraordinary. And with me in studio now, directors Micah Hearn and Enda Lachlan, who can tell me where the story started out? What was the starting point here? Is it you, Mike? Yeah,
I suppose. Well, I was reading an article about it was one of those kind of clickbait things that drew me in, and it was about a haunted old folks home in the UK, and it drew me in because it was saying in the article that there was a ghost coming and groping the old folks at night, and we were kind of thought that was a bit amusing for a minute, but what was actually in the article was a couple of sentences about the couple that came and solved the problem, and they were like this ghost hunting couple, and by day she worked in a credit union and he worked as a lorry driver, but by night they would go out and do these hauntings, and we just thought the idea for those characters, like how do they meet, how do they get together, what's their gift, and all that sort of stuff would be a good kind of romantic comedy set in the Irish supernatural world.
So the immediate thought then, Enda, was a romantic comedy as opposed to, you know, let's look at maybe laughing at people who are involved in these kind of exorcisms, I mean, and ghost hunting exercises.
Romantic comedy is probably a term that hasn't been used that much to describe it, but I think it probably is.
Supernatural romantic comedy.
Yeah, but it does get thrown into the supernatural realm sooner than it goes into the romantic comedy realm. But I think I actually am a big fan of romantic comedies because when they're good, they can be very, very good. So it was always in the back of our minds that we wanted to do something in that genre.
Yeah, I suppose I wouldn't be giving too much away to say that the character of Martin, yeah, is his name, played by Barry Ward, and the character of Rose, played by Maeve Higgins. I think fairly quickly we get a sense that there might be a little bit of electricity between the two of them, yeah?
Well, literally, yeah. There is, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, you just explain that, because, I mean, from very, very early on, we're kind of asked to accept, yeah, they all have ghosts around the place all the time, talking to them and speaking with them.
Yeah, part of the premise was that, I mean, they're very regular people, and I suppose we're all regular people, and when you die, if you become a ghost, you don't necessarily change your personality, you don't suddenly become some sort of a demon. I suppose when regular people die and they become ghosts, they just become regular ghosts. Yeah, they don't necessarily become frightening.
So Martin's wife in the film is still haunting him. So from, you know, he literally hasn't given up the ghost. His wife is upstairs and she's kind of haunting him. So when Rose kind of moves in on Martin then, and there's sort of a little bit of a romance between them, she kind of sees the need to maybe exorcise the wife, and you know that's sort of some of the premise.
Yeah,
of the
story. that's part of the story, that she has to get rid of the haunting wife before anything else can happen. But there's also the fact that he is literally the Barry Ward character Martin is literally haunted by his wife, and he has to try to do, his daughter saying, you've got to do something to move on from this, Dad. You can't stay stuck here forever.
They're both stuck in their lives, and they both the wife literally lives in the house and haunts them. So he really needs to move on if he's going to move on with his life, and in romantic terms and everywhere.
I suppose we liked the idea that they were just a regular couple, you know. The fact that she was a ghost was just by the way. They still behaved and spoke to each other as if they were just, you know, a regular married couple.
She was still advising him what shirts he might wear, rather than the ones that he would put on.
Or when to pay a certain bill or whatever.
And I suppose then the fact that Rose has a family expertise in this whole area, which we'll come back to, but she's kind of given up on that because she's worried about what happened with her father in that respect. She's now a driving instructor. So Barry Ward's character comes looking for driving lessons. He really should be saying to her, look, I want you to help me exorcise this ghost out of my family, but he goes for the driving lesson instead.
I didn't really come to you for a driving lesson.
Oh my God, you're an external examiner. Let me just say that thing about the mirrors, I was only messing. No, you do need to use them.
I was going to just do a lesson and then pretend to my daughter that I had asked you for help and then you had said
no. Ask me for help? With what?
With my wife.
Oh, your wife? She can't drive, is it?
No, my deceased wife.
Oh, I knew this was going too well. I'm a driving instructor and you are perfectly capable of driving, so please exit my vehicle. Thank you.
I knew this whole thing was a bad idea. I'm sorry. I'm...
Friend! Did your wife do that to your face?
It's just a bump. Bonnie said it'd be... If I put some frozen peas on it, it'll
Wait,
be
you
fine.
Can hear when she speaks?
Yeah, why?
Never mind.
It's just you're so nice to talk to. You seem like such a warm person.
You seem really nice as well.
Maybe you could have a chat with my wife. You know, woman to woman, use your gifts and just to find out what's up with her.
Mm-mm, I don't use my talents anymore. I swore I would never again. They're too dangerous.
There we have Maeve Higgins and Barry Ward in a scene from Extraordinary. Important to point out, I think, and the directors and co-writers are with me in studio, Micah Hearn and Enda Lachman. Important to point out that Extraordinary is two words.
Exactly,
in this particular universe.
That's right, yeah. I mean, it always struck me as that the word means the opposite, well, it looks like it means the opposite of what it does mean. So, and I think when you separate those two...
You get a real sense of extraordinary.
I think for us it was very important that, like, we were thinking about what scale ghosts are, and when you watch a normal horror movie, you know, we kind of wanted to tilt that on its head a bit, and like all our ghosts are tiny in our film. Like when if you go on Google and you Google a haunting, it's often a chair moving or a locker door closing in. It's never a big demon chasing you like there is in a horror movie. So we wanted our hauntings to be extraordinary or very, very normal. Household
very,
haunting.
Very ordinary.
Yeah, like a gravel or a pen moving or those kind of tiny things.
And there's a big, it's a big cast here, and it really is a kind of a roll call of Irish acting and Irish comedy talent. Yeah. How important was that side? Because you were saying to me as we were listening to that clip that Maeve Higgins was there in your minds from the very beginning.
Maeve was, yeah, like the kind of, we approached Maeve very early on, and, you know, we wrote the film for her, really. And, you know, we couldn't imagine, you know, it really helped us to write because we had Maeve in mind and her voice in mind, and then she obviously, when she came in, she was amazing and brought her even more to it than we imagined. You
yeah,
know?
She has the incredible... just scale to, she can say something that just isn't funny, but just makes it hilarious, just the way she says it.
You know, she makes everything her own. And we're huge fans of her stand-up for years and her writing as well.
So and I guess would she have been in the process of making the film? Was there a certain amount of writing that went on at that point?
Yeah, there was, like, the script was fairly set, but then when we got onto set, you know, we didn't, you know, it was a very ambitious film, so we didn't have a lot of time to be playing around, but Maeve, you know, is very quick-witted and obviously did loads of improvising on set, and, you know, we gave her a writing credit as well because she's just, you know, has some amazing lines that she'll just
throw out. And just one other thing that I wanted to pick up on, which was something that somebody else said to me, one of the members of the team said to me, you know, the effects in the film are actually really, now they kind of have to be slightly hick, if you like, but they have to be kind of believable as
we wanted a healthy mix of practical and also post-production visual effects. So, you know, we've made a lot of TV commercials over the years that the more you can do in camera, the better. It always is. So we tried to shoot as much on the day as possible and relied less on the post-production of things, but obviously...
And a love letter to old movies that like all those kind of... There's everything from like 13 Ghosts, that old black and white movie where they are literally moving stuff around on strings, to, you know, 70s and 80s horror that all are kind of like that.
Yeah, and there's also, even at some point along the way, one of the characters says to another, who are you going to call get rid of this ghost?
That whole scene was conceived just to get that line in.
There's a few nods to some of our favourite kind of horrors or comedies.
Ghostbusters, obviously.
And The Exorcist is in there.
Congratulations on the success.
Thank you so much.
Supernatural comedy is not a genre I know a lot about.
Us neither.
An Irish supernatural comedy. You may be the one and only there at the moment.
Hope so.
What happens next? Because big success in Galway. What's next?
Oh, well, it's coming out on this Friday all over Ireland.
Friday the 13th,
yeah. So we're really excited about the... It's basically in 100 screens around the country, so you can go see it from Belfast to Bantry from Friday night.
And do go see and have a good laugh for yourself. Micah Hearn and Enda Lachman there speaking to me about Extraordinary, on general release from this Friday the 13th, 100 or so screens around the country, so do get out and see it. Special screening at the IFI in Dublin this Friday with a Q&A with Maeve Higgins there as well, and directors Micah Hearn and Enda Lachman. Extraordinary.